when we were young, we had a wonderful childhood, and when Dad was telling about First World War, that you couldn't buy bread and the money you could carry in suitcase, but it wasn't any value to it, we were just listening, oh yeah, but it won't happen here. And then came days when it happened.
Second World War, yeah.
But we went to school, since my dad was working for the railway, to advance for better and better qualified job. We moved enough. And
I got a little list of the communities, capital. Earlier this year, I went on the internet.
It was 66,000 square kilometers. And nowadays, with a car, you drive over in no time flat. You know, of course, we didn't have cars, and not everybody had horse and buggy, mostly train and in a city streetcar. And when I think back, we walked miles and miles without even thinking that why on earth we are walking. That was the way to get around. And
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell me about that?
The summers were by the seashore. We lived only a few hundred yards away from the seashore. We sat on the beach all day and chatted with friends. We went in the woods to pick blueberries. We went to pick the mushrooms, and here I wouldn't pick one mushroom because I wouldn't recognize which is which, but there we had the poisonous too, but I don't know, we never managed to kill ourselves. Well, we had our woods went as thick and big that people got lost or children got lost. I never had. Our underbrush was quite clean. I don't know what happened. Closer to Riga, maybe the people came from outskirts there and picked for the wood, but I didn't know. We had beautiful woods you could walk through without
It looked a bit like lodgepole pine in our,
yeah.
But without the underbrush, it's so kind of open. I'm not sure if it would be worth the thing looking, but I Googled it.
In this one, we lived in a railway owned little house.
Remember
it
that?
Was, yeah, two rooms. And the train was up the embankment. Not closer, I think, than even the retaining wall.
You lived right by the tractor.
It didn't bother us, and I don't know how my mother didn't get gray hair, thinking with two little girls playing there at the bottom of it, but we never did. And we had a little barn, and there were a couple chickens, and we had to walk to school, of course, everywhere you did walk, a couple kilometers or so, back and forth. We had to walk to the store, that was again one or couple kilometers. But I think, looking back, it seems wonderful.